Okay, in Parshas Truma, the list of materials donated at the beginning of the Parsha, we have aros elim adamim, reddened hides of rams. Rashi comments, let's pull up the screen. Rashi comments, adamim, tsvuos hayu, Adom, lachrei ibudan, that they were dyed red after they were tanned, meaning the animals were shefted, the rams were shefted, the hides were tanned, and then they were dyed red in preparation for use on the Urios Hamishkan. Says Mizrahi there on Rashi, the Rashi saying they were dyed after they were processed, they were dyed after they were the hides were processed. Lo adumim mitchilas brios, it doesn't mean that they were reddened naturally. Dim kain adumim ibaylei. If the Torah meant to talk about naturally red hides, it should have said aros elim adumim. Elam adamim mibinyan piel hadagos shemikabelas apulos min ham adam. So adamim means that it receives the act of being red from he who makes it red. So the hides were reddened, la'achar ibudan, after they were processed. Ramban, Shabbos Daf Kazayin Amud Aleph, and the Rashba there, and the Ritva there, and many other Rishonim, quote a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi, the way the Ramban and the other Rishonim understand it, says as follows. It's in the middle of this citation from the Ramban. Yerushalmi Paraklal Gadol Matzasi Matzviya Haisa B'Mishkan. So what was the model of the malacha of tzoveya that existed in the Mishkan? Shahayu misharvitin bebehema, the oros elim adam. Shahayu misharvitin behema. They would hit, or they would take some kind of implement and scrape or rub it against the animal. The oros elim adamim. I'm Rabbi Yossi. Hada amra ha'osa chabura v'nitzra hardam chayim mishum tzaveya hamadim odem v'safa chayiv. So aros elim ba'adamim was an application of this tzviya of misharvitin b'behema. So while the animal was alive, they would do something, scratch the animal so that there'd be internal bleeding, and that would redden it. And that's what the Rishami says, that could be chayim mishum tzoveya. If the dam comes out of the animal, you kill the animal, that's netilas neshama. If the dam is internal, there's internal bleeding that gives it a reddened appearance, that's tzoveya, and that was oros elim ba'adamim. So according to Rashi al Torah, the oros elim ba'adamim were reddened, were dyed after the animals were killed and the hides were processed. According to the Yerushalmi, the way the Ramban and the Chachmei Svar and the other Rishonim understand, the act of Adamim, the reddening of it, was when the animal was still alive, and they scratched in such a way that there was bleeding that gave it a reddened appearance. So according to the Ramban, the Siato, what emerges is a kind of Tzaveya Daraisa on animals while the animals are alive. Rashi has two days in Shabbos there, Kazayin Amud Aleph. This is the Mishnah beginning of Parak Shemot HaShratzim. So the Mishnah says, Chavala ben Chayiv. What's the Chiyiv of Chavala on the Shemot HaShratzim? Diyesh lehen or, can the Farish B'Gemara? So they have skin that is subject to Chavala and bleeding. V'havilei chabura she'en chazeres, v'havilei tolda de shochet. So according to the first day in Rashi, Hachovel b'deshmona shratzim is a malacha of shochet. Lashon acher, kevan deyesh lan or, nitzba ha'or b'dam and nitzerbo chai mishum tzaveya. So if the skins are colored with the dam that comes out, then that's a chiyav not mishum shochet, but mishum tzaveya. The Chai Adam is bothered in the Nishmas Adam Klal Tes Os Gimel. Why the Yerushalmi, in order to find the model of Tzvei on the Mishkan, has to turn to this aros elim ba'adamim, the fact that they scratched the animal in such a way that there was blood that reddened it while the animals are alive. There's a much more obvious example of Tzaveya B'Mishkan, that they used cheles to dye materials, either the Bigdei Kahuna or to dye ureas. Says the Nishmas Adam, Hutamua Ma'od, Demai Makshi Mai Tzvi Hayab Mishkan, Dein Lecha Tzvi Gedola, Shay Yitzvichim Litzbo Hayurias. Vamifarisham Shekasav Shaloa Yutzovin. So he quotes the Mifarisham Rishalmi, who says that no, they didn't, they weren't survey the Urias. Shereyat Chelas Hudam Chilazon. They had no access to Tehillos in the Midbar. Rather, they took pre-dyed wool with them from Mitzrayim. And therefore, the Yerushalmi couldn't have given the example of being surveyed with Tehillos. They ready to receive the citizens in the Midbar. The Mucha from Korach, who came with a tine of Tal Shukula Treles. So however they got it, they must have had access to a chilazon in the Midbar. So it sounds like they actually had Treles that was there with them in the Midbar. And the woman would weave with that Tchelas that existed. So rather, suggests the Chai Adam, why is it that the Yerushalmi needs to come to this example of Tzaveya from the animals? So says the Chai Adam, that's an additional form of Tzaveya, meaning it's Pashut. It was Pashut to the Yerushalmi that the Tzaveya of Tchelas is Tzaveya. And the Yerushalmi is telling you that there's this additional form of Tzviya as well. That's the Aruch HaShulchan. Sorry, I confused two things. Let's go out of order. The Aruch HaShulchan says that, no, it must be the Chiddush of the Yerushalmi is that it's Pashut that Tcheles, Aruch HaShulchan, Simen Shin Kaf Sif Aleph, it's Pashut that being Tzaveya with Tcheles is a form of Tzaveya that exists. And the Yerushalmi is telling you Chiddush, not only is that Tzaveya, but even this form of making animals bleed internally to create a red appearance, that's also Malacha Tzaveya, the Raisa that exists in the Mishkan. The Nishmas Adam says something else. Nishmas Adam says that, no, according to the Yerushalmi, if you're Tzaveya with Tcheles, that's actually not Tzaveya. Tzaveya is if you're, let's read this together, Benirli. The Yerushalmi tapas loshita cheres. The Isa Sham Yerushalmi, Hada isisa desharka afa desharka mazla, that the woman is dyeing, applying makeup to her face. Chai mishim malabein. V'tzarachia, what do you mean malabein? Makeup we always assume is tzaveya. V'lchein yirali, this feeling of the Yerushalmi, demashit sovin semer v'chol davar b'tzaver acher, simply dyeing something, kol zeh b'chlal malabein. Demashita malabein ha'shar tzeva. So malabein means you're widening something. And you can, what's more significant about white than any other color? If you redden something, so that's the equivalent of widening it. What's unique about malabe? So if you dye something treles, that's essentially an extension of malabe. So that's only if you make some kind of a design or you do something else that's unique. So this example of Tzaveya of the Arosi Lim Adamim was a different kind of, was a unique form of Tzaveya, as opposed to simply dyeing something that the Yerushalmi would subsume under Malabin and not under Tzaveya. That's the Chiddush of the Chai Adam, the Das HaYerushalmi. So what you do see from here is the model of the Yerushalmi of applications of Tzaveya to animals and causing coloration of animals being a Malacha Daraisa of Tzaveya. Rav Zilberstein has a interesting shaila in Chashukei Chemed Shabbos Daf Ayin Hay, where apparently there is a practice that he presents as a common practice that just as if you live in Muncie, you have to wear a reflector when you walk in the streets at night. So if you're in Eretz Yisrael and you have a camel, the camels need reflectors. But you don't put a regular reflector on a camel, you color them yellow so that people will see the camels in the dark. So are you, is that a malacha to be tzoveya camels yellow on Shabbos? So he points to this Yerushalmi as the source that being tzoveya on animals is potentially a malacha d'oraisa. What does this have to do with anything more halach l'maisa for those of us that don't have camels? So I saw this week a tshuva written by Rabbi Rimon from Alon Shvut. Rabbi Rimon was asked about whether under certain circumstances a person can take a home COVID test on Shabbos, an antigen test. The way he presented the question, someone asked him from Australia that there, in order to, you're supposed to take a test on day 6 of your infection and then get out of quarantine. But in a situation where taking a test on Shabbos could get you out of quarantine earlier or potentially could allow you to go to shul or go somewhere that otherwise you wouldn't be able to go, are there grounds for allowing a COVID test on Shabbos? What are the issues? So there are potentially three issues. Number one, and what we'll focus on now, is the issue of tzaveya, because when you take a home COVID test, you have that line that turns color depending on whether there is virus present or not. So that potentially could be an issue of tzaveya, or totally it could be an issue of roshem, of making a mark, which is b'chlal kosev. But either way, we'll see that the hagdaros of roshem and tzaveya for these purposes may be similar. And potentially there could be an issue of skita also if you need to squeeze out the Q-tip, squeeze out the liquid that the solution that gets absorbed into the Q-tip. So as far as tzaveya in this context, let's go back to the share screen. So Rambam writes in Perek Tes Halacha Kav Gimel, Hatzaveya chut she'arka arba tfachim adavar she'efshir letavas yimenu chukas achayiv, v'ein hatzaveya chayiv ad she'et seva miskayim. In order for there to be malacha d'oraisa of tzaveya, the seva has to be miskayim. Alav seva she'ena miskayim klal, if it's not miskayim, kigon she'hev yisrak, oh, she'shar al-gabi barzal, ne'choshes, and so be patris. If it's not going to be miskayim, that's only a malacha d'rabbanon. That's based on the Mishnah in Shabbos and Daf Kuf Beis in the context of Abona, but there the Mishnah has a klal, kala osa malacha malachim is kayemes b'Shabbos chayev, relevant to Bona, relevant to Kosev, relevant to Tzaveya, that in order for you to have a chiyuv d'oraisa, it has to be miskayem. So what's considered miskayem? So that's a major discussion in Achron in the context of Tzaveya. Is it enough? Does it have to be there for all of Shabbos? Does it have to be there for a few days? What is the threshold of Mishai? Minchas Chinuch, Mosach HaShabbos, Tzaveya. So he writes there, in the context of Kosev, but relevant to Tzaveya as well, that if you have something that is capable of remaining there in a permanent way, that's going to be miskayim. But if it's going to erase on its own, that's not miskayim. But even if you erase it, if had you not erased it, it would remain. that's still considered to be miskayim. So the fact that you may get rid of it doesn't make it not miskayim if it would have been miskayim if not for your getting rid of it. Sharitzia and Simmons Shin Gimel Sivkat and Samaches thinks that the Moshmos of the Rambam is that the standard is Shabbos. If it lasts for Shabbos, then that's a malacha deraisa. If it doesn't last for Shabbos, that's not a malacha deraisa. But others suggest maybe even if it lasts for Shabbos, it's not going to last for a few days. Maybe that's also not a malacha deraisa. What is the mitzias with home COVID tests? So am I right, Dr. Lederreich, that the line will disappear within a couple hours? It stays there for a long time? I'm sorry? Does it stay for 24 hours or 48 hours? You don't know. Correct. So when it comes to Tzaveya, we're machmir that even if it's miskayim for that Shabbos, that's definitely considered to be miskayim. But that's as far as it doesn't seem. My impression was that it doesn't last for that long. And Rabbi Rimon, in his analysis, doesn't think that it's misguided enough to be a malacha d'oraisa. So I think we can work with the assumption that we're talking about a malacha d'rabbanan that's not considered to be sufficiently misguided, even though we don't allow you to violate the rabbanans either. So, okay, we knock it down to the rabbanan, then what? So there is a discussion, Rabbi Rimon quotes some of the Marmakomas here, a discussion about a diabetic taking a urine test on Shabbos, which also colors the material to indicate blood sugar levels. So there, that's already talking about a cholash ein bo sakana, at least. The cholash ein bo sakana, we assume that their malacha Derabbanan's mutter ayidei shinoi. That's Arachayim Simon Shin Kaf Ches. If you're dying 3 days in Shulchan Aruch, but we assume that a malacha derabbanan would be, according to some, be shown according to the Rambam, malacha derabbanan would be mutter for cholish emes sakana even without a shinoi. But we assume in Shulchan Aruch that you need a shinoi, but it would be mutter ayidei Yisrael with a shinoi. The discussion. If it's mutar, that you saw b'shino, is it still better to have an achri do it? So that there may be conflicting mashmayos in the mishabur there in Shin Kav Ches. But at least if there's no nachri available, b'lachad rabbana ideshino for chol she'en b'sakana would be permissible. So we'll talk for a couple of minutes about what the later pasuk say about that urine test for a diabetic. But that's presumably for at least a chol she'en b'sakana, which is better than taking a COVID test to get you out of quarantine a day earlier for matters which seem to be relative convenience. What's the literature about that test for a diabetic? So Tzitz Eliezer, Chelek Yud, Simen Kaf Hei, Perek Aleph. Tzitz Eliezer writes that the tseva there is ena miskayim. It's not permanent. So we're only talking about amlacha derabbanan because it's not going to be there for more than a day. He actually raises the question, so it's only a little bit. So it's not a shir, which Shmir Shabbos asks, the chatzi shir is aser also. So what does that help that it's not a shir? Not sure about that. But he says the main reason that Eliezer goes with is that it's ena miskayim. So only talking about a malacha derabbanan. And he says, more than that, you're not really interested in the color per se. You just want to know what your status is as far as your blood sugar level. And the tzvi is derech lichloch. So therefore, for cholish eba sakana, that's going to be mutter. Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa Paraglamid Gimel Sif Kaf in the new edition, in footnote Sadi and Sadi Beis. So Shmir Shabbos in the text is Matzir taking this test for a diabetic. You have no interest in the color, just like there's no problem with Saveya for Anita to do Bedikos during Shiva Nikiyam. But he says, maybe this is worse. When it comes to Anita, so there, you're not interested in the color or the dam. You just want to know if there's dam there. Lamaisa, you can't figure out if there's dam there unless you're going to do Bedika. But here, you want to see if there's coloration, because the coloration is necessary to prove what the medical situation is. So maybe that's more of a tzaveya. Or maybe if you're not interested in it, that's not dumia de mishka. So he says, maybe it's better to do it ayde grama, that is, you put the stick down and then you have the sample go towards the stick, so then maybe it's ayde grama. Deborah Siner in Ber Moshe, Chelechas Simon Kavdalid, is also nota lahakel over here. Again, for a cholish emos hakana, diabetic, he says, number one, he's not sure if it's real tzaveya. It's a chemical reaction it's the chemicals that change color because they come in contact with the sample. So maybe that's not real tzaveya. There's no mamashus. And it's kol achar yad, derek rama. It's not a psik reshe because it may not turn colors. And you don't care about the color per se. Einu miskavein, makom choli. So he throws in everything but the kitchen sink, that for all these reasons, there is what to be make about for a cholish ein bo sakana. That's, again, less compelling that's necessarily relevant here as well. In our situation, so maybe tzaveya, or maybe it's roshem. Roshem is, even though in the Malacha Deraisa of Kosev, you have to raise Shtayosios. But roshem, if you make a mark that's intelligible, that means something, so then even if it's less than, even if it's a single mark, that we have Malacha Deraisa. So is this potentially roshem? And could it potentially be a Malacha Deraisa roshem? It's hard to say that also, because all that's happening is, because of the connection here, you have a line that's going to appear. So, right. Right. Now, the control line comes on immediately or later? Okay, so even if we are talking about a Jerabana application of Saveya, or right, it's still a jump to assume that there are grounds to be makel on the basis of the Cholish Ein Bo Sakana argument. So his conclusion, Rabbi Mo's conclusion, is he says, if there's no reason to do it, so then don't do it. But if there's a compelling reason to do it, what's a compelling reason that you have children that are going to shul and you want to make sure that they're not infectious? Because otherwise they're going to run around and infect people. Or if you have someone who's going stir crazy in his isolation, and he could get out of isolation earlier by taking the test, then maybe that's enough of a tzorach, because that the impact on his Anuk Shabbos. And therefore, in that situation, he thinks that if you're going to be careful not to do any schita with the swab, and if you can put the drops into the testing bar with a shinoi, like the back hand of your fingers, so then you're adding on a shinoi. And he says maybe it's grama also because there's a time delay, even though that assumes that definition of grama. Now, like we reject the question of the Rav, that time delay is not grama in Shabbos, but he thinks so maybe that's a grama that makes it derabanan also. So with all that, he thinks you could be makel b'makom ha'tzorech. Rabbi Willick thought that if there's really a tzorech, you should do al yidei nachri. That would be the simpler solution than doing this even with the shinoi. So you'd have to evaluate what the compelling tzorech is. People are talking about taking the new requirements to go to Eretz Yisrael, that you have to have a test within 24 hours, so mostly Shabbos flight creates complications. I don't know what the upshot of that discussion was or what the recommendation was. But it would seem that at least where we live now, in current situation, there don't seem to be that many compelling reasons that would have you take a home COVID test on Shabbos. But it's likely that we're only talking about the Rabbanans, in which case, the Makom Sorech, definitely, I think there might be what to consider.